So recently we reported that the Department of Transportation has issued a request for proposals for American-made rail cars, and it signaled that your manufacturing extension partnership is going to play a key role in getting American manufacturers up to speed. Tell us a little bit about your role in getting them to build these rail cars.
Absolutely. Just a quick background on the MEP program. What we have is a network of centers around the country in all 50 states where we go out and we work with small and medium-sized manufacturers to help them be more productive and actually also help them to find some of the opportunities that are out there for new customers that they might be able to provide products to. Certainly the partnership that we've got with the Department of Transportation, Federal Railroad Administration, is a good example of that, where we're working with the FRA to understand what some of those requirements would be and help them identify small manufacturers that can provide the components that are needed for those procurements.
Are there still U.S. manufacturers of rail cars left?
Not many, I think, would be the candid answer to that. But what we found is that we've got the general capability here in terms of the components that go into that. And so what we're doing is actually working with and connecting to the OEMs, the large rail manufacturers, those suppliers that can produce the components that are needed in those systems.
So where is that capability? For example, are you turning to companies that, say, are used to working in the automotive industry or other related industries?
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the components that go into the rail system, I mean, they are things that we are currently capable of producing around the country that are used in other industries and other systems. So the idea is for us to help the small manufacturers understand what those requirements are. And in some cases, there is a direct match. They've got things that can directly apply. In others, they'll need to make some modifications to be able to meet those requirements. But it's all things that the small manufacturers are really certainly capable of doing.
And how does a program like manufacturing fall under NIST, of all places, which you tend to associate with measuring things?
It actually goes back to the early 80s. There was a program here, actually, that I worked back in, I'll openly admit, back in the 80s, here called the Automated Manufacturing Research Facility, where we looked at advanced manufacturing, did research on robotics, vision systems, and things like that. The program really was then created as an outshoot of that says, you know, how can we get this technology that's out of the laboratories into the hands of small and medium-sized manufacturers? And that's essentially led to the creation of the MEP program back in 1988.
We're speaking with Roger Kilmer, director of the Manufacturing Extension Partnership at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Now, the rail car is a future. Give us an example of something recently that happened where you connected up people and something was produced.
Absolutely. One of the things, and really it's what started the relationship with the Department of Transportation, is we had been working with the Department of Energy and some of their programs that were created out of the stimulus funding that was out in 2010. In looking at their building retrofit program, they had a process, again, they had a Buy American requirement, and their grantees, as they were going through their individual projects, if they couldn't find a domestic supplier, they'd submit a waiver to DOE. It turns out DOE said, well, they thought that there should be domestic suppliers for some of these components, and so they started working with us, where through our network of centers around the country, we're able to broadcast out what those requirements were and in an attempt to find local suppliers. And we found that I think in roughly about 100 of these waiver requests that we had, we were able to find domestic suppliers for nearly half of those.
So, you know, when you think about manufacturing industries and manufacturing states like Michigan, they were among the hardest hit by the recession of the last couple of years. Based on what you're seeing and the people that you work with directly, Has it rebounded? How is the manufacturing industry doing?
It has turned the corner, let me say. I mean, we're seeing certainly and have for almost 3 years now, starting to see growth back in new orders and production and in employment. But there's still a lot of work to be done. For our small manufacturers that we work with primarily, it's still about being innovative, about looking at how they can grow the company, how they can develop new products, how they can look at opportunities in terms of exporting. And so it's not we're not there yet. There's still a lot of work to be done.
And when you think about it, it's kind of curious, but the bigger the thing, the more likely it seems to be produced in the United States. For example, we still make the biggest aircraft in the world, and we still make locomotives. But things like pocket-sized electronics, that's all made in China. Is that an issue that you see as important in the future?
It certainly is from a business perspective of producing where your market is. An experience that we've had in the recent past as some of the wind energy manufacturers were looking to sell products here in the U.S., it's really difficult to ship, produce and ship the very large turbine and blades. And so we would work with the OEMs to find local suppliers and employers to be able to support the production of those sorts of things here locally, right where they were going to be built and erected.
And what's on tap for 2012, 2013? What would you like to do?
Our focus really is how do we get back to getting technology into the hands of small manufacturers, really both in terms of what they have in their production processes, but also into products. We're all kind of gadget freaks, if you will, but even for the basic components that the small manufacturers produce, there are ways of getting technology that really can improve the quality of those products or add some really unique features that make them distinctive and competitive.